You mentioned that you were collecting sixpence, etc., for parties down in the crypt. Did you get involved with the sports and social apart from that much?
No. There wasn't much of going in.
Wasn't there?
All there was, to my, you know, I mean, it's a long time ago, but other than a half day a week or a few hours a week, whatever it was, during our time in the craft school, we were involved in whatever sport was, you know.
Yeah.
Jim Haynes.
Yeah.
I remember now. Yeah. Jim ran the sports and social club, didn't he?
And rugby was his big interest, I think.
Jim was a foreman of the maintenance department. That's bringing back memories.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was there, Jim had moved. I can't remember where he'd moved to. He was in the offices somewhere. But, he rang rugby as well, I think, at one time. Right. Did Fieldings have the sports field when you were there?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. So that was where skittles and...
That's right, yeah.
There was tennis courts. There was everything down there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Gets flooded regularly every year now, doesn't it?
Yeah. So did you... Obviously, you met a lot of people there, and it's a long time ago, but you must have made a few friends. And are you still in touch?
Yep. I have two brothers who lived opposite us in Litchfield Road, John and Dave Jones, twins. John lives near my factory now, and I take him to the gatherings and such.
Oh, right, yeah.
And who else do I see? Of course... No, we used to keep in touch with Gerald Moore. I don't know if his name's ever come up. Pete Wood.
Oh, I was Pete Wood's apprentice for a few years. I went on site with him a few times, yeah.
Frank Bullock.
Yeah.
Of course, Frank now, his sons then, run Forest Press.
Right.
Do you know the company?
No, I don't know.
They're in Cinderford. They specialise in servicing the old stone...
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Stuff that maybe I made one of them, worked on one of them.
Yeah, and me, I did a lot in stone plants, yeah.
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 Who else do we... most of them are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we used to...
It happens.
There used to be a whole crowd, and of course, as time went on, we all got cars and... All got around in that.
Yeah.
Stamping ground was generally the Cotswolds, not the Forest of Dean for some reason. Well, it was a 24-hour, 7 days a week fielding crowd, is it?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, are there any other memories that you might have? I mean, people come up with some of these funny stories that maybe don't reach the press normally because, they might be... I was going to say risque, that's maybe not the right thing to say, but they might not stand to scrutiny.
Has Spy Walker ever been mentioned?
No.
His father was foreman of Heavy Machine Shop, I think. He was law unto himself, daddy this, daddy that. And he was caught working on his motorbike in the big lift during the night shift.
Oh. Well, he's not the only one. I know. I've got a friend that rebuilt a motorbike at Fieldings on nights, but I better not mention that.
there were just so many things, and being asked, well, you weren't asked to go away to work. You were just told what to do and such, which was very, very good in the long. You know, I was embarrassed the first time, but got used to it. I even used the telephone on one occasion for. 4 pence in the slot,
yeah,
and all that sort of thing.
Emily won't remember any of this, but yeah, trying to find a phone box that worked in the country sometimes was very useful.
Yeah, press button A, put your 4 pennies in, press button A, and press all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
But the characters in the Vulve Bay, Bill Moseley,
yes,
as dry as they come, but fantastic, really likable,
yeah.
I can see two of his colleagues on the bench, but can't remember the name. There was Darky Organ, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Don't know what his first name was.
Yeah. No, I don't know his first name, but I know the name, yes.
Pete Sutton.
Pete Sutton ended up as my foreman when I was in hydraulic. Yeah, he was the foreman in hydraulic too. when I left it. Yeah.
Just think of more. A fellow who used to live just round the corner here. His name will come in a few minutes, I expect. Yeah. But I used to go back there because when I finished my apprenticeship, going back before my apprenticeship, at the age of 13 or 14, I was at the crypt. And there was a thing going on, as I found out later. The Navy and the Army and the Air Force would get youngsters in for further, you know, recruitment and all that sort of thing. So I was selected to have a week on the Royal Yacht.
Oh, right.
She was in Portsmouth.
Was this through Fieldings?
No, this is when I
was. Oh, this is before you went to Fieldings, yeah.
So I was there for a week. The Royal Yacht was called the Victoria and Albert. She was made in Pembroke Dock. And it was the most fantastic thing that had ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Sleeping in a hammock, which was horrible. These things. But we were being taken round the shore bases. Phoenix was the firefighting, of course.
Right.
Dolphin was the subs. And every day you went to a different one. And it was my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So from then on, I wanted to go into the Royal Navy.
Yeah.
So when it came to National Service, I put down Royal Navy. I had my medical again run this area. And so call up papers. 15th, 6th, King's Lancers, Catterick report. So I went back to Tech, and we had a lecturer there called Tom Wolfe. He was an ex-marine engineer, chief engineer. Hmm. And he was a fantastic man because he would, if you were coming to a material or subject or whatever, well, and he would give you an example of how that is used and all that. Anyway, I went back. I said, they won't have me. I've got to go into the army. He said, you won't fit in because I've been made pretty independent in my...
Hmm.
He said, you won't fit in. You remember, we've talked so many times about the Merchant Navy. I said, well, how do I go about that? Go down to the pool in Cardiff. So went down to the pool and interviewed. And where did you serve your apprenticeship? Fielding and Platts. And the one chap said, that's it.
Hmm.
I wasn't interviewed after that.
You're not the first person that said that.
Fielding and Platts had such a fantastic reputation for, of course, heavy engineering.
Yeah.
So that was that.
This was all taking place. So you started Fielding, started your apprenticeship, and then you had to do your national service. Is that it?
At 21.
Right. Oh, so you'd actually finished your apprenticeship.
I finished my apprenticeship. Ah, 5 years.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not knowing any better. I got a ship. She was called the STS, steamed turbine ship, Clandestine tanker. Evan Thomas Radcliffe of Cardiff were the owners, chartered to Shell. So I joined her at Shell Haven on the Thames estuary. And, got there eventually. Difficult to get to Essex in those days. And I saw the biggest sail I'd ever seen that moved in my life, this tanker.
Yeah.
She was light ship, of course, and looks up like that. And again, Fielding and Platts came into this because I was on her about 24 hours. We set sail, got to the South Foreland, which is the entrance to the channel, and everyone disappeared except myself off the plates. I was left with two firemen, and I was supposed to tell them what burners to put in, you know, for whatever steam wanted.
Oh, right.
And
they
were fantastic chaps in it.
Yeah.
And that was it. We got out to the canal and sprung a leak in a manoeuvring valve.
When you say canal, do you mean
Suez Canal?
Suez Canal. I wondered if it was, yeah.
It could have been the Panama, couldn't it? we got this leak and it was getting pretty serious. So the second engineer, there were eight engineers aboard, and the second came to me. He said, I noticed you brought your toolbox with you, with all my little things I made at craft school and such. I said, yeah. He said, well, we've got to do something about that leak. It's costing us a lot of money.
Mm.
Wasted fuel, you see.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous. Can you fix it? And the first thing I did when I got on the ship, I scrounged. It was newish. She was 3 months old. I went round and found all the scrap bits of metal and nuts and bolts and that were lying around. Took it to my cabin. And so I had my Fielding's calipers.
Oh,
inside,
right, yeah.
Inside calipers.
Yeah.
Measured the OD of the shaft, the bore of the gland. Got two pieces of, got a piece of, I think, about half or three-eighths thick, half or five-eighths thick plate. Polished the ends up, ground them together, bolted them together. We did have a lathe, but no tools, so I had
home.
And I made a gland ring, and ship was stopped out in the Red Sea. And anyway, everyone down below watching, he's going to get his comeuppance here. There was a lot of jealousy of my ability to do things. And we fitted this in, screwed it back up, turned the steam on, not a whisper. I got a promotion from junior engineer to junior fourth engineer.
Yeah.
I got an increase from £40 a month to £42, 10 shillings a month.
Well, that's, yeah, a lot of money in those days.
It was a lot of money.